All right, let's go real quickly. By the way, I hope you'll look. I'm not taking time for breaks and commercials, people. How am I going to pay the bills? But I need to take breaks and commercial breaks here, but I got so much to get through. So you see the banner there. Take advantage of it. Please do it. We need it. Hey, give me a wide shot. Is she came barreling into the room a while ago. Where is she? Take down that banner. There she is, stretched out in front. She's not using her my pillow bed or my pet bed blankets. Look at her white blankets in the corner. She loves those at her pet bed. That's all my pillow. Oh, look at her stretching. Oh yeah, you got it rough, dog. That's Delta, our studio dog. Everybody's new. Oh, she heard her name. Take that banner down for a second. Oh, she's gonna sit up now. You hear me talking about you, don't you, girl? All right, so she's laying on the cool wood floor right now. Oh, you're gonna get come say hi. So she came rushing into the studio. Someone must have fed her dinner, and she got let into the studio. But be sure to go to mypillow.com, order your stuff for your pet. Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving, Easter's coming up. Resurrection Sunday. There she goes. Resurrection right on cue. Good dog. Resurrection Sunday's coming up. Maybe get some gifts for the folks to put in the stuff into the Easter baskets or whatever it is you guys do. And support what we're doing, won't you? MyPillow.com. Use the promo code B66. Don't forget about if you want precious metals and information about precious metals, silver, gold, hard assets, as they look to go toward a digital currency and put you under their thumb. Look at what they're doing with masks and COVID and shots and past COVID passports, and now putting mask mandates back on in Philadelphia, folks. If you saw the tyranny over the COVID, what do you think the tyranny is going to be like under a digital currency they're pushing so hard for? And I saw today the BRICS banking system came back up. That's Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Putin pushing again on the BRICS banking system. Brazil, Russia, India, China. There it is. Russia calls for integrating BRICS banking payment system. There it is. I've been telling you guys about the BRICS banking system for years. Brazil, Russia, India, China. Trying to get rid of the petrodollar. When that happens, what do you think is going to happen to the American dollar? Goodbye. That's what's going to happen. So if you want to get educated, you can call my buddy Wes Peters, a retired Marine, there at 602-558-8585. 602-558-8585. You don't have to call him. You can just text him your name and address. Tell him you want the free packet of information on precious metals. I've been working with him for 15 years. 602-558-8585. Just text him your name and address. He'll send you the packet of information. Then, after you've gone through the packet, write down all your questions. Then you can call him back and have a conversation. He wants you to educate it. He's not interested in just selling you. He's interested in educating you so you make the right decision. That's why they're like, we don't need to talk to you because we're not interested in just selling you. We're not interested in just trying to convince you of something. We need to have you educated so you make the right decision for you, because there is no cookie cutter template for everybody, because everybody's in a different situation. Education's key. 602-558-8585. Joining me now, we're gonna have to hurry along, is Michael Hammond of Gun Owners of America. Michael Hammond, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, America. Let's go, Brandon.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. So Biden is in the front of the White House today, does an executive order. He's trying to take our guns through executive order now. What's going on? Give us the update.
Yeah, it's not clear which guns he's going to take. Interestingly, your previous guest was talking about Barack Obama, who wasn't a modest man, saying, "I am no king." All of a sudden, he's been replaced by King. He promulgated regulations today that banned certainly gun kits, gun parts, but it's not clear what gun parts, unless, of course, they have serial numbers on them, and it's impossible to print serial numbers on every gun part in America. So at this point, we don't know exactly how broad or how narrow it is. I hate to say it, it's like Nazi Germany. You don't know whether you're in violation of a law until you get that knock in the middle of the night. And surely you will. You will get red flag gun confiscation, SWAT raids in the middle of the night, and it never happens in the middle of the day.
And again, all this requires is someone to just not like you and report something goofy about you. No, there's no due
have
process.
Have a non-serialized part or group of parts. Now, certainly they're openly banning non-serial number gun kits. Gun kits are by and large owned by hobbyists. Some of the safest people in America, they put together guns in their basement, which they can take their kids hunting or put up on their wall. Among the safest people in America, of course, the south side of Chicago, occasionally you hear about, well, ghost guns have been found with this massive arsenal with other guns. But the criminals in the south side of Chicago are not delicately handcrafting fine guns so they can shoot their opposition. It's not a crime issue. It's an issue of wanting everyone in America to have their name on a National Firearms Registry, which now includes about 922 million documents, so that they will know exactly where to knock when that SWAT team comes around in the middle of the night.
Wow. All right, so have you had a chance to go through this executive order yet?
I have gone through the summary of it, and it has basically four parts. The first part is that you have to conduct an instant check in any case in which a gun kit or certain unspecified gun parts are transferred. That means that since they're keeping the names of people who undergo instant checks, as nearly as we can tell, your name is going to be on that National Gun Registry. Second thing is that they are saving out-of-business records for 20 years. These are pretty archaic records, but they do, to some extent, tell the government exactly what people do or don't have guns. Thirdly, you are required to, in cases of gun kit manufacturers, where it's clear that the Biden administration is going to require them to be serialized, they have to put serial numbers on them in advance. And so the net result is that no law enforcement purpose at all, but easier to regulate gun ownership in America.
While they bring all these illegals, maybe up to a half a million more a month illegals into our country, some of them coming from Venezuela that are tied back to Iran, others coming from we don't know where, Islamist, and they're gonna disarm the American people. Of course, this is also while the Attorney General Eric Holder was doing a gun running program too, right?
Yeah, Biden is doing everything wrong. I mean, he's screwing up at the United States border. But in addition, of course, he's allowing Putin to commit genocide by not doing the fundamental things he needs to do in Central Europe. So he understands that the American people despise him. His popularity has now gone down in mainstream polls to 41%, in more accurate polls, probably to the low 30s. And he's like a rabid dog. He's decided that if he's going down the toilet bowl of history, he's going to take a lot of other people with him.
And quickly, what do you know about the man he's now put up as ATF director? Last guy, thankfully, didn't make it. What do you know about this new guy?
Yeah, well, the last guy was David Shipman. He was crazy. Steven Dietelbach seems to be equally crazy. He supports semi-auto ban, supports a national gun registry. He supports, again, these knock in the middle of the night by SWAT teams in order to confiscate guns for people who have committed misdemeanors, such as speeding, for instance. He supports disarming teachers. He supports closing gun shows. He supports allowing anyone who has ever dated you to go to court in order to disarm you. So it's if David Shipman was sort of mentally off balanced, it appears likely that the man who has been put up to replace him is equally off balance.
Wow. Gunowners.org, gunowners.org, right, Mike?
Yes.
Well, as always, we appreciate the update. We're going to keep fighting because we don't have our Second Amendment. We will absolutely become their slaves, correct?
Yeah, unless, of course, we're killed first.
And you're not joking. You're not joking, are you?
No, I'm not joking. My brother woke up in the middle of the night in a dangerous area of Kansas City with a guy standing over his bed with a gun pointed at him. He reached over in his drawer, stood the guy down with a loaded gun that he had, and had he not done that, I think he would have been dead. That's certainly the case with many, many people in dangerous areas of this country and in areas where they think they're not in such danger. And a lot of people in places like Philadelphia have found out that their hatred of the Second Amendment is rapidly going to result in their and their family's demise.
Very sad. Gunowners.org, gunowners.org. Thank you, Mike Hammond, for checking in with us.
Thank you.
Mike Hammond, gunowners.org.